Pick up a box of your favorite packaged food. Now read the ingredient list. Think about how many of those recipe elements you can identify as good for you. Those puzzling words may be what are called food additives. Some have a helpful purpose. Anti-caking agents assist powdery substances from turning into a giant lump. Acids help food stay fresher longer. And because they're in so much of our food today, they are tough to avoid.
The ingredients are water, organic whole wheat flour, organic unbleached wheat flour, and sea salt.
That's Jill Lucht reading the back of a local company's sourdough wheat bread package. She knows a lot about food. At the University of Missouri's Agriculture Department, she helps beginning farmers get on their feet. And in her spare time, she volunteers at a local goat farm.
I feel pretty good about eating this.
Most of the food in her big black refrigerator contains snacks near to their original form. But there are a few things, Lucht says, that she hasn't considered until this moment, like her whole grain tortillas.
Vegetable shortening, which is palm oil with monoglycerides. That's kind of disturbing.
This palm oil keeps the product shelf stable for longer than, say, vegetable oil. It's generally recognized as safe by the Food and Drug Administration, but that doesn't mean it's good for you. In 2009, the U.S. Department of Agriculture researched palm oil and found it was not a healthy substitute for much maligned trans fats.
The multigrain blend has three lines of text, but it's all, you know, actual real food. Like, so we get to the end where we get to the sodium, aluminum, phosphate, fumaric acid, mono and diglycerides, that part, the dough conditioner. So I might give these up. It's scary because I don't know what they are.
A University of Michigan study found that scary food names means a perceived high risk. They asked people to rate safety for fake additives with names that were both easy and confusing. On average, it was the tricky food additive name that had people fearing for their health. Though recently, some very simple-sounding additives have caused real trouble.
One of the categories of food additives that's long been of concern is food dyes, red 40, yellow 5. You'll find on thousands of packaged foods in grocery stores.
Michael Jacobson is the executive director of Consumer Health Advocacy Group Center for Science in the Public Interest. You might know him from the phrases he's helped coin over the years, like the pervasive junk food.
There have been questions about the dye's safety. There's been the most publicity attention to the notion that food dyes may affect children's behavior.
That attention swelled with a food industry cliffhanger last March when Jacobson's team petitioned the FDA to consider a rule that would ban synthetic food dyes.
The Food and Drug Administration, for the first time, acknowledged that food dyes affect the behavior of a subgroup of kids. Kids who have hyperactivity, food dyes can trigger that behavior.
So the FDA gathered experts to evaluate if food dyes would do the same thing to all kids. They found there wasn't enough evidence to support this idea, and that's where the issue has stayed frozen in time. In other countries, there's the opposite. The UK and Europe banned synthetic food dyes over 3 years ago, using some of the same evidence the Center for Science and the Public Interest brought to the FDA.
In the United States, we want to provide consumers with the information they need to make decisions about their lives.
Doug Karras is with the FDA.
If you want to avoid color additives, they are listed in the ingredients on the label. It's just a matter of seeing if there's color additives, and then you would know that you want to avoid that.
Putting responsibility into the consumer's hands. That is, if you have the know-how and the time to translate, there are tools around today that can help. If you're looking for an independent source, the Center for Science and the Public Interest has Chemical Cuisine, a smartphone app with safety ratings. If it's official word from the government you're after, then settle in for the long haul. The FDA still has to collect more research on dyes like red 40 and yellow 5 before the agency can give a possible green light to food dye warnings. Jessica Najunas, Harvest Public Media.